What, you lost an inch?
I spilled beer all over the place. I'm sorry. I was distracted.
Well, there you fucking go. It's like, that's the equivalent of gas station boner pills. Like,
we'd get together on Sunday nights behind the couch and watch the flight attendant.
Live Ranksters Friday, December 3rd, 2021. Falling down the rankings. Joe, Matt, and Jim. We're back. 1 week hiatus. We're back. Not even going to waste it all on the intro. Wash Kush, tell us what we're doing. This is all. You love the holidays.
We got a good one.
Tonight,
we got a wild
we
one.
We have good. A great one for you guys. It's one we've been planning for a while. We have Christmas Vacation. Characters, quotes, and scenes. Top 10 characters, top 10 scenes, top 30 quotes.
Good times. Second best Christmas movie ever made.
No, because awesome. Last year we did one and we all had a Diamond Dave saying it was the greatest Christmas movie ever made.
Did we? Yes. Did I really put that as number
yes,
one?
You
oh,
did.
Boy.
You know, the 2020 version of me, yeah. 2021, it's top five, but I think there's a couple ahead of it.
Like what?
Oh,
well, Batman Returns.
Revision.
That's
Harold and Kumar 3D Christmas.
They're not even good movies. Well, Batman Returns is good. But,
Die Hard. Die Hard 2.
Oh my God!
Which I finally finished that today.
Did you finish?
Yes. The last
Hughes.
Yeah.
Lethal Weapon 1.
Christmas
right?
Time.
Gremlins.
Come on.
Gremlins, good one. Black Christmas.
Iron Man 3, even though it's a shitty movie.
Iron Man 3, love the Iron Man 3. And can I tell you what the best holiday viewing right now is? Hawkeye.
Ooh, yes, Hawkeye.
Hawkeye is the best. It's only 3 episodes in. I fucking love it. It's better than WandaVision. It's better than Loki. It's better than Falcon Winter Soldier.
I think that Loki was the best one so far. Hawkeye, Wanda... Falcon Winter Soldier.
See, I didn't like... I thought WandaVision was dumb. If Vision's not wearing a sweater, I'm not interested. And, like...
See, misunderstood you guys. When you guys kept saying Hawkeye, I heard... So I typed in Cockeye, and yeah. I've been watching a whole other series.
Oh! Mm-hmm.
And I don't think we're watching the same thing.
No.
It's definitely not the same thing at all. I'm just saying.
So I'm going to tell you what...
There might be some
Pym
particles, but just not the ones
Hawkeye uses. Oh, there was... Hawkeye's been my least favorite Avenger since day one.
Well, he's never really had a movie or, like, he appeared in Thor 1 and then, like, he hasn't really had, like, a major role.
Listen, I know that, like, Jim, I know you're not hip to the Marvel, you're not, right? So, Washkush, you explain this to me.
Well, I'm locked in.
You've got a super soldier who was frozen for, like, 40 years, right?
80.
You've got a man in a suit of armor. You've got a guy that you shouldn't make angry. You have a god of thunder. You have a witch, you have a robot kind of guy, and you're fighting gods and creatures from a whole other galaxy, and it's like, you know what we need? We need the guy with the bow and arrow. Yeah. That's what's going to seal the deal for us. It's stupid.
I don't understand why, like, all right, Tony made all these Iron Man suits for himself. He could have at least given, like, Hawkeye and Black Widow some fucking armor, like...
And you know what? And I'm still a little, spoiler alert, I'm still a little salty that they killed Black Widow and not Hawkeye. But I get the redemption, because Hawkeye's whole family was snapped, and he became Ronin. Now he's not Ronin, now that Hawk Girl is Ronin. They're looking
for
Ronin.
Well, she just put on the suit.
Girl with one leg wants to kill Ronin, because she killed her dad. We're waiting to see who her uncle is. It might tie in crazy multiverses.
My prediction of her uncle is Fisk, Kingpin.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you this, because that's what it seems like it's going to be. There have been grumblings of that. Are they going to, like, is he just going to... I think they're going to be the same characters that they were in, like, the Netflix Marvel, but they're not going to, like, necessarily retcon them, but they're not going to necessarily acknowledge. It's like those people will all know each other.
Well, in the first season of Daredevil, they did actually acknowledge the MCU, but then they quickly stopped that in a second. So
they did.
Yeah. They might.
Washkush, do you want to hear the latest spoil? You want to hear a spoiler that I saw for Multiverse of Madness?
No, I don't.
It's a rumor.
That Wanda's the villain?
No, about who might be in it. Two people that are in it.
No, I don't, because I like being surprised.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure. And there's, I'm sure there's other people listening that probably don't want to hear either. You can tell me on the break.
Well, you let me know.
Tell me on the break.
I'll DM you. I'll slide it into your DM.
All right, Jim, we're going to move away from Marvel now. If you haven't seen Hawkeye yet, go check it out. It's pretty good.
If you haven't seen Hawkeye, I hear it's a real banger, so check that one out as well.
There's a lot of banging in that one, according to Jim.
Yeah. I'm just...
Now, are you watching that one in 3D, or...
No comment. Now we're going personal here, okay? I'm just typing the wrong thing on the internet. I know what's going to happen, okay? That's all I'm going to say. All
right, but yeah.
It's like that other one.
Washkush, lightning round. What's your shirt? What are you drinking?
I'm drinking Equilibrium Reigning Velma, and it's got the Slayer logo on it.
It does. That redeems it.
Well,
Reigning Velma.
You know, it's fantastic. It's
from a lasser in the distillery.
I don't know. It's 8.1%. And I've got on a shirt.
Oh, my God.
Trapped in Brewatory.
I don't know if you can see it. It's Clark Lighting the Lights.
Oh, it's a good one. Oh, where'd you get that? That's great.
Old Navy.
That's
yeah. Oh, gotta love Old Navy.
Oh, yeah.
Solid.
All right, Jim. Old Navy. What do you got going on?
Gems. Drinking the poor man's beer, Miller Lite, as always. And I have a wonderful hoodie on underneath the hoodie. My favorite number besides 69. 2:53:58. 2 minutes to
midnight.
Oh,
nice.
Oh, yeah.
That's very good.
Recycling shirts here.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, that's all right.
You look like you got a Double Dare shirt on or something.
No, I have a Super Mario.
Okay.
Also from Old Navy. Nice. I got it from my mom, Lois, for Christmas last year. It's the first time I've worn it. Well, I might have worn it once, but this is it. Yeah, I said, you know what? I'm the Mario, you know.
The Mario.
Did you guys hear that?
Hear what?
That sounds like we're doing a bonus shake and rank for a bonus. Jim, get the bag now.
What?
Get the bag. We're doing two, pulling two out of the bag right now for a bonus.
Oh my God.
Right
There's
now?
No bonus tonight, but this is the bonus. Get the bag, pull two shanking ranks out.
Jesus Christ. All right, hold on. I got to go get the bag.
I thought you'd have it ready.
I
got
to find the bag. What the fuck are you doing?
All right, so now we're going to talk about Jim while he's gone.
We have
Jean-Luc Picard.
We don't have a bag.
There's no bag.
There's no bag. The bag's gone. I don't know where the bag went.
God.
I don't know where the
fucking
bag went.
I thought I had a grand idea. Jim had to go and fucking ruin
it. It is a grand idea. Where is it? I don't have the fucking bag. Where'd the bag go?
Yo, I'm going to make a thing right now.
Put it in the bag.
Whoever wins the week before, at any point in the time, gets to do a lightning bonus round of pick one out of the bag.
Ooh.
Any point in time.
Pick one out of the bag.
You get to pick one out of the bag.
So we got to get some shanking ranks.
Yeah, we
got
to come up with some topics.
Good fucking Lord. All right,
no bonus this week. We may come up with something from the break and do something fun, but as of right now, there's no bonus, so we are going to start off with the characters of Christmas Vacation.
Vacation.
Hughes, what beer are you drinking?
Michelob Ultras.
All right.
You're going with the Ultra. See, I was thinking that.
I don't think I'm really drinking too much tonight because I feel terrible from getting the booster.
But they make Miller Lite cases with 36 beers in it.
Oh,
now.
Wow.
It's like they've piqued my alcoholism, like challenging me. Like, okay, Jim, you could drink 30 in a weekend. Can you drink 36?
Well, that was like getting Landshark over the summer where it was like $24 for a case of Pounders, not regulars. So you each beer, you get an extra 4 ounces, and then, you know, one beer is typically 12, so every 3 beers you drink, that's an extra beer you're drinking.
Oh, I was drinking the Pounders on Thanksgiving.
Yo, this is the first time I've drank since the last time we did a rank.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah, you did say that.
This is the first time I drank since last night.
I have not drank.
Oh, me too.
I was finally watching, I finished Die Hard.
No, you know what? Correction.
I haven't drank since December 2nd.
I had a fat monkey, or a fat
Iron monkey, or golden monkey.
No, what's that one?
Oh, fat bastard.
I had a fat bastard the night before Thanksgiving. I had like half of it while I was playing in PlayStation.
Sweet.
Tastes like cockeye.
cock.
I'm pumped. Matt Serba, he went to Breaker today. They had the release of their Gertrude Hawk collab with them. It's chocolate peanut butter porter with the they use the smidgens from Gertrude Hawk. He got me a 4-pack, so I'm pretty pumped about that. All right, so we need to pick an order tonight. So
Hold on. Wait.
Hold on.
Hold on. I'm trying to do something here. Oh shit, something just popped up. Hold on. Guys, what's your top 5 debut albums of all time? Go.
Oh!
Top 5 debut albums of all time. Oh! Just popped up. Just popped. I don't know where that came from. It just popped up on my screen. Top 5 debut albums of all time. Debut. Off the top of your head. Oh god. Now I'm under the gun. Done. Okay. Wonder where this is gonna end up.
Fuck. I'm really like John Blair. I got brain fog.
It's crazy. Fuck. Can't find the bag, but thank God I have the notepad in my phone.
All right, I'm ready.
Let me see if I need to change an order here.
Hughes, all right. Rattle it off.
You know the order I put them down? I'm doing ready? It. Wait, do we need to pick out an order first?
Okay.
No.
Oh, yeah, I guess we do, don't we?
Or we could.
All right, Hughes, just go.
I have Jim Joe Wash written down as the thing. So there's the order for tonight, Jim Joe Wash.
All right, so Jim, you go first.
Oh, I go first. All right, number 5, Led Zeppelin 1. Number 4, Van Halen 1. Number 3, Motley Crue's first album. Number 2, Slipknot's first album. And, of course, the greatest of all time, Appetite for Destruction.
Holy shit, Jim, we're going over. We're not matching on anything. Number 5,
yeah,
License to Ill, the Beastie Boys. Number 4, self-titled, Rage Against the Machine. Number 3, The Blue Album, Weezer. Number 2, Opus Eponymous, Ghost. And number 1, Surfer Rosa, Pixies.
Oof.
Oh, Hughes. Wow, Surfer Rosa. That's a great pull. Wow.
That's like my second
number
favorite
5,
album.
Jim, Zeppelin 1. Number 4,
Ooh,
Killswitch Engage, Alive or Just Breathing. Number 3.
That's good.
No, that's their second one. Yeah.
No. Because the first one was like a whole bunch of songs from that one. It was just like all like just like a demo almost.
It was like an EP.
It was like an EP.
Number 3, Black Sabbath.
Whoa.
Number 2.
Ooh, that's
Appetite
a good one.
For Destruction. And numero uno is
solid.
Van Halen 1.
Guys,
wow.
We missed a big opportunity.
What?
The number 1 debut album of all time comes from
a
glorious legend who turned 73 years old today, Ozzy Osbourne.
Blizzard of Oz. All right, I'll put that in.
My God.
Guys, what fucking world do we live in where Ozzy is 73 years old and he's lived to this point? Like, that's
and
insane.
Still functioning.
It's insane.
He's not like brain dead.
There's no way. Like, they can't. The tour is delayed until 2023. You're telling me a 75 year old Ozzy? I saw him 20 fucking years ago and he was like, Shaman!
I know he was like, shit then. Yeah. Hey, he'll take Zach with him. Zach covers it all up. It's all good.
Zach does cover
it all up. Good.
Dude, how good is that new fucking Black Label?
It's pretty good. It reminds me a lot of like
really
the Blessed Hell Ride.
I won't lie.
Blessed Hell Ride?
I didn't listen
like
yet.
Oh, okay.
The first song is a
I didn't
fucking
yet.
Anger. It's got
I'll listen.
Ripping solo.
Yeah.
It reminds me of Blessed Hell Ride and Mafia, which is like the best of the best with Black Label.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Grimace Hits though.
Okay.
The last one is
what's
pretty
the one
good.
With
I do
the
like
the pool theme like the
oh with the nuns
yeah with like the billiards
shot
yeah,
to hell
that one's not bad
that came after well it was like Mafia came out and then I think like there was the Hangover music the acoustic one which is I don't really give a shit
it's not bad but it's just it doesn't
Shot to Hell is okay. I remember getting Shot to Hell the day it came out because we were like in college, and I remember being kind of disappointed that it wasn't as awesome. But it's good.
Huh.
Black Mass Reverend is on.
Oh, that's
that.
A good
that
one.
One. That's on. That one's fucking awesome. Yeah, it's got that great bass.
Maybe we should do Black Label.
Dude, 1919 Eternal is awesome. Also, dude, fuck it. All right, that was a great fucking like.
Jim, you got another one, or do you want to save it for some more time throughout?
No, I don't know. It just popped up. I don't know what to say. So what are we doing? All right,
so we're
going to
do some characters of Christmas Vacation.
All right, are we doing 10 to 6?
Yeah, we'll do 10 to 6. So
10 to 6, I go first. You ready for this? You ready for the bust out number 10?
Yeah.
Breaking rules already. My number 10 favorite, they go together as one. Not who you're thinking. Snot and the Squirrel.
Ooh.
Favorite characters. Wow. Number 10, Snot and Squirrel.
Okay. Well, we didn't really say that they were one or the other, but...
Yeah, fuck it. Make my own rules. Number 9, Mary. Can't see the line.
Can you, Russ?
Number 8, how about a little bit of Rusty? Mm. Russ, whatever you want to call him.
Or
whatever his actual name
Leonard
is.
Hofstetter, for some of you don't know that.
There you go.
Big Bang Theory.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's true.
It's, it's so weird.
Or it's what's his name? Or the douchebag from I Know What You Did Last Summer.
It's been so long since I saw that, I don't even remember.
The douchebag from Roseanne.
Yes.
What's his name in Roseanne? I forget his name.
He's one of the main four in I Know What You Did Last Summer? Oh.
No, he's not one of the main four.
No, he's
four,
the douchebag.
He's the douchebag.
He's the douchebag.
Like, oh,
he's got the hot...
Like,
oh, okay. Yeah.
He
sees
likes
them
Jennifer
and they pretend
Lowe
to puke
tits?
Over the railing.
Okay. Who doesn't?
There you go. Whoop, whoop. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Speaking of huge tits, how about number 7, Ellen? Just saying. Just saying. And then, of course, number 6, my boss, Frank Sherwood.
Nice.
Can't go wrong, right?
Nice.
Give me something while
I know
I'm
you
waiting.
Did last summer. Have any of you guys actually watched that show on Prime? I watched the trailer. I'm
no,
like,
I have not
that,
watched
that,
the
that
show.
That was more than enough for me. That looks absolutely...
No, and honestly, I'm not feeling great about Scream right now.
The picture I sent you guys earlier with Courtney Cox holding...
That looked a little rough, man.
Okay. A sidebar, we have to just real quick. Girls are so pretty. Why get all the plastic surgery? Like, I just watched the first episode of It's Always Sunny, because Sunny just premiered this week. And I don't think you guys watched that. I don't know if you guys watched that. You should. It's fucking amazing.
I've seen bits and pieces.
But, like, Dee, she's had so much plastic surgery. Like, it's been on for 16 fucking years.
Eternal youth.
She
That's
looks,
what they want.
I don't get it.
Guys don't care. Women, you're listening. We don't care.
I know, that's the thing. Guys don't care.
It's women setting standards for women that they abide by.
Yeah,
they compete with.
Yeah, yeah. Like, we don't care.
I don't care.
The natural, the process of it all is, I don't know, whatever. Like I don't know.
Honestly, less is more.
Go into depths of conversations or whatever. But yeah, I just, and there's you reach a point where it just doesn't look good, and you keep going
gimmicky.
With it and going.
And I'm not trying to shame.
Like,
and listen, I'm not trying to shame anybody. Like, I encourage individuals to do whatever they think is best for them.
Oh.
But what I but the problem I have is that I feel that it's a societal pressure.
Oh, it absolutely is.
Exactly.
It's,
to look.
And that's what the problem.
Well,
because
you want to get you want to keep working. Yeah. You want to get gigs. You don't want to get cast as somebody's grandmother in a TV show. You know what I mean?
Mm. Yeah.
That's kind
of
the
thing. Is like they
shotgun.
You know, oh no.
No, we're okay. The beer started exploding. I put it down too hard.
Shit.
I was like,
but yeah,
stop
like,
with the surgery. Like, Gwen Stefani, stop with the surgery.
You know, I know. And like I need plastic surgery top and bottom, so I'm not one to talk. But let's just be real. You go too far, okay?
Yeah, but the thing is, like, you go the other end of the spectrum.
No guys are getting dong surgery.
You know what I mean? Well,
why?
I mean, hey. Because when you're throwing around 3 inches, it's not that fun here,
well,
okay?
Lost an inch?
Sorry. It's cold. It's winter now.
Or Washington. I don't know who I was fucking
shot at. Oh, my God. There it is. There's your intro. Oh,
my
God. Oh, Jesus Christ. We're like, oh, my God.
How
can we be this far off tangent on a Christmas episode? All right,
here we go.
Christmas episode. We're talking about penis
and my characters. Number 10, Clark Griswold Sr.
Ooh.
Number 9.
Original Costanza.
Yes, the original Costanza. Another person who's a parent in a television show, Raymond's mom.
Ooh.
Also, Francis.
Yes.
Ellen's mom.
And his father is in Santa Claus.
Yes. Jim, same as you, number 8. Rusty, and I'll go as far to say of the 4 vacation movies, my least favorite, Rusty.
And it's all 4 different
I agree.
Rusties.
Yes, yeah, I agree.
It is. Number 7, my boss, Frank Shirley. And number 6, also Frank Shirley, you know that's Bill Murray's brother, Brian.
Is
Doyle
it really?
Murray,
yes,
right?
It is. Correct.
Oh
yes, it
God.
Is. Oh yeah.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
He's in Ghostbusters.
He was like the go-to
like
antagonist asshole boss of the '80s.
Yes, exactly.
He's the Bubble
he's
Boy's father.
Yeah, he is.
Yes, he is.
Yes.
Yoo-hoo. He drives the Yoo-hoo truck.
Yeah. He's in Wayne's World. He's Noah Vanderhoff.
He is in Wayne's World. Yes, he is. He's Vanderhoff. Yeah. He had a great career. He was a writer on SNL. Yeah. And number six, Lewis.
Oh, nice. Uncle Lewis.
Oh, God. Uncle Lewis. Right.
Lewis creeps me out because he's in Creepshow. Is he in Creepshow also?
He might be. I don't know. I've never seen it.
Is he?
There's like a horror movie that he's in the 80s that I don't care for him in.
My number 10. I didn't tag team him, but Snots.
I love
if you
it.
Want to add Snots in the squirrel, I'm okay with
Fuck
it.
Fuck it. We lined up. That's fucking great.
Number 9. I pledge allegiance to the flag, Aunt Bethany.
Nice.
Aunt number 8. Clark Sr.
Nice.
Number 7. Can't see the line, Russ. Mary.
Nice.
And number 6. Uncle Lewis.
Nice.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yes, there you go. All right. I like it. All right. Round table. Number 5. Whoa. Uncle Lewis.
Nice. Number 5. Todd and Margo.
Number 5. My boss, Frank Shirley.
Nice.
Yes. Number 4. Don't throw me down, Clark. Aunt Bethany.
Nice. My number 4. My favorite Audrey of the entire series, Juliet Lewis, Audrey.
Yes.
My number 4.
Kind of a...
You're going to go over there and slug that man in the face, Todd and Margo.
My number 3, Todd and Margo.
My number 3, Cousin Eddie.
My number 3,
ooh,
Ellen.
Ooh.
Nice.
My number 2, Clark W. Griswold Jr.
Wow. Okay. My number 2, Ellen.
Nice.
She doesn't get enough love. She was fucking hilarious in all these movies.
Oh, she's fantastic, yeah.
My number 2, Clark W. Griswold Jr.
I can't believe you guys are going Uncle Eddie number 1. That's crazy.
Cousin Eddie. He is everything. Cousin Eddie. Eddie.
Watch, because your poker face
Cousin
blows.
Eddie. Yeah, what the fuck?
I saw that written all over. All right, so obviously you guys have
what's
Cousin
your
Ed.
One?
Sparky. Clark Griswold.
Yeah,
you're going with the OG.
Okay.
I love Chevy Chase, of course. And you can pay $275 for 2 minutes to have a virtual Zoom meeting with Chevy Chase starting at noon.
How about that?
On December 26th. To have him yell at you and call you racial slurs.
Oh my God.
Isn't that what he did when he was on Community? I don't know.
Oh my God! Holy shit!
I want to do it just so I could talk about Cops and Robertsons with him.
Oh my God!
Oh my God!
Yes, Cousin Eddie's my number one. Jim's your number one too.
Cool.
Yes. All right, that's good.
Let's go to scenes.
I love
scenes. We're just gonna round table this because there was no bonus tonight, so we're gonna
All right.
Take it slow.
All right,
we got.
Do you want to take this slow?
Yeah, we got time.
We'll take it slow.
I'm opening up a new
Speaking
beer.
Of. Oh, God, let's hear this one.
Oscar's just drinking a Pandemonium Amazon post-pale ale.
This is a 12-ounce can.
He's drinking... It's such a fancy can, he can't touch it with his bare hand. He has to use a...
It's a Miller High Life.
Is it a High Life? No, it's a Yingling.
I love the Low Life, but the hangovers are fucking awful from it.
Yeah, they are. They hit you.
Like, you know, like, maybe, like, 4 or 5 of them is good, but, like, you start slamming down High Lifes, that just that hangover is just, it's not going away.
Yeah. It'll catch you. All right, so we're doing our scenes. We're going to do our top 10 scenes. We're going to round table the whole thing.
Oh.
I'll kick it off, number 10. The scene where Clark is standing at the window dreaming of his pool.
Daydream.
And then, of course, you know, Cousin Eddie's on the... You know, diving board, throws a towel, and then Mary. And then as a kid, it was the most torturous scene because, my God, they have her coming out of the pool, and you think you're going to say boobies, and you don't.
Oh, no, Ruby Sue is the giant cock there.
Jim, yeah, I was
I'm
like,
very
as a
shocked
kid,
that that
I'm
is
like,
as low as it is for you.
I know. See, everything should be number one with this movie for me, so this was tricky for me.
Yes, this one was hard. Like, I have 10 scenes, but I have 4 others underneath it of... That I just...
Yes, I could, yeah. There's a couple.
I think I had
48
quotes, and that wasn't even, like, reaching. Like, I just, that was just... Right. And, like, I know I forgot something.
Just, like, top of your head. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I think I got, like, 20 off the top of my head.
Yeah.
What do you got for your 10 scene? Number 10.
Todd and Margo scene. When the lights come on.
Oh, the first time the lights are turned on?
Like their version of it, when they come on in their house. Just that scene where they're falling all over the place. Shit.
Get a towel. Okay. Oh my god, that's good stuff. Yeah.
That's
good. My number 10 is the squirrel chase with Snots and the squirrel.
Nice.
Yeah. You can't go wrong. Good old squirrel.
You hear something?
All right, so we are numero 9.
Hit it with a coat. How about, hit it with a hammer.
I have the entire scene of Clark and Eddie admiring the tree when he first gets there, and they're talking about everything, and everything Eddie touches, he breaks. The dog's drinking out of the tree. And then I've read, if you watch that scene, Cousin Eddie has like this turtleneck long john shirt, but under it he has a fucking, he has like the insert of like a fancy shirt.
It's called
shirt.
A dickie.
Like
it's literally a turtleneck. It's, that he has it, yeah, right,
exactly. Right. Yep. Yes, and they, oh my god, I didn't realize that. I'm reading all these little things about the movie you don't know, and I'm like, it just makes that scene. It's like, you know, preparing your kid for whatever, college, carnival. You know what I mean? He's talking about the yak woman, and then he spins the thingy and breaks it, and, you know, whatever. It's
from
just
watching
great.
Big Bang that Theory, as bad as the last few seasons were, Howard Wolowitz always wore Dickies as well. That's the only reason why I know what it was. So.
Right. Howard, yeah, I didn't pick
Howard
up on that.
Best, Howard's the best character, but being the best character in the Big Bang Theory is like...
But, yeah.
His girl, Bernadette's a big...
Oh,
yeah.
Oh my!
I thought Penny was
number
the best. And Sheldon's sister
number nine.
Too.
Oh, Penny's in the new season of Curb. Fucking hilarious! Yeah, hilarious.
Anyone?
Number 9.
Oh god! No, she had that one show on Stars or whatever. It was like
on HBO.
The Flight Attendant.
It was a great show.
Oh yeah, I watched. Really good. I actually watched the show. It was really good. I liked it.
Yeah, it was really, really good. It was a lot of
fun. Hughes and I watched it together. We'd get together on Sunday nights behind the couch and watch The Flight Attendant. Anyway, number 9.
Super
number nine.
Merry Christmas, kiss my ass. That whole scene.
Oh, great.
Yeah. That's great.
I'm saving my enthusiasm for the quotes.
Just let it rip now.
I got it.
No. Because like I don't want to like blow my. I don't want it to be like when we were watching the pilot and blow my load too soon. So I want to save it for.
All right, Jim. What was your 9?
My number 9 was Clark and Eddie admiring the Christmas tree together.
Mine is the. Right after the opening credits, the Hey Griswold, where you're going to put that tree, all the way to the turning of the pages of the magazine.
That's pretty good.
I labeled that as sticky fingers. That's how I labeled that. Just as
how about
reference.
When Christmas Vacation, I was reading about it today, when it came out, it was like a mild hit, and some critics were kind of like, it's like enough of the Griswolds, and then it went on to become this fucking...
Well, a lot of them are like, I mean, like Christmas Story, all those actors in A Christmas Story signed all their rights over to Turner, so they don't get paid for the movie when it's on. They took a small settlement because or whatever. And like a lot of them are like that. They're hits now.
Versus
then.
Like, Hocus Pocus, they didn't think it was going to be like what.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It was like a low budget, and it wasn't. It was a bomb in the box office, but then. It picks up steam 10, 20 years later.
Anything that's like a holiday movie is it just continuously keeps getting played. So then...
Right, and then he catches...
Like Jingle All the Way. Like, it's... It's a great movie, but as an actual movie, it's, you know, not great. It's terrible.
Oh, it's terrible.
But like, the thing is...
But it's a Christmas
movie, Christmas time comes around, you gotta throw it on. And now it's on Disney.
Of course, you gotta watch it. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Is it on Disney? It's on Disney Plus?
And apparently there's a Jingle All the Way 2 with Larry the Cable Guy, which...
Do not.
Apparently, there's
watch
a Christmas
it.
Vacation
not.
Too. Also,
yeah, Cousin Eddie's
and it's, Island, and it's Cousin
Island
Eddie.
Paradise.
Yeah, just stop.
Don't do it.
Just stop.
Don't do it.
And there's also a Christmas Story too, which is just as bad. Again, don't do sequels.
And Hocus
Christmas
Pocus
movies.
2 is probably going to be shit. Like it's just
which is
well,
going to be.
Well, if it's
terrible.
Anything like the first one, it's going to be trash. You trash, Brock.
I don't mind the first one. All right, Jim. Number 7 or number 8.
I fucking hate Hocus Pocus.
Number 8. My number 8. Wash Kush is your number 9. I'm going with Sticky Fingers. The whole sequence leading up.
My number 8, when they're the sleigh ride.
Oh, nice. My number 8 is the pool daydream. And I also forgot to mention, other than a shirt, I have on some pajama pants that I got from Target. It's The Mandalorian. Or it's actually Boba Fett.
Mm.
Which I was pretty pumped about. And they're, like, in all Christmas colors, too, so.
Yo, I have stuff coming to your guys' houses. But you can't open it until the bucket night.
Oh.
Ooh.
Don't open until the bucket.
Okay.
Yeah, so like if you get, you'll probably get it this week.
Sweet.
Don't open it until the... I mailed it out today. Don't...
All right.
Don't open until until the bucket.
Don't open dead inside.
I like it.
All right, Jim, number there 7.
Number 7. Hughes is number 8. I'm going with the sledding scene.
Nice.
Going for a new saucer recreational land speed record, whatever it is. Nice. Clark W. Griswold.
My number 7, I'm going with Wash Cush's number 8, Clark's Daydream at the pool.
Jim's number 10.
That's a number 1.
My
so
number
far.
7 is, we were just discussing this earlier, most awkward scenes in a movie. The mall scene where Clark is just keep digging the grave with Nipple and Hooter, and where he's buying the underwear. Mom, my wife is dead. And I just have the mall rant with Mary.
Yes,
but
that's good.
He just keeps making that scene more and more awkward. Where you're just like, please stop. It's hysterical, but it's hard to watch sometimes. Yeah.
It's like he can't help himself with women, which is so funny. Oh my god.
Oh my it's god, when we were naming best Christmas movies, we forgot Ernest Saves Christmas.
Oh, that's also on Disney now, too.
Oh my god,
it is. That I saw is on Disney.
Oh, it is.
Ernest P. Worrell creeps the fuck out of me, but still.
Yes, he does. Yes,
he's
does.
Like a hick
He's a hick John Cena. Yeah. It's
John
terrible.
Cena's father.
How about when he's in fucking Ernest Goes to Jail when that fucking ink pen explodes?
Oh,
all
god.
Over him oh my god.
Ernest Scares Stupid is a good one.
Oh my god.
Ernest Goes to Camp. Also, Jim Varney, who plays Ernest, does the voice of
shot,
Slink.
But the bullet misses
Toy
him.
Story.
He's the Slinky dog. Yeah. Do you know when Ernest is dead?
Yeah, he does.
He's been dead for a long time.
Yeah, he died.
He's a big
cancer,
Stoucher,
right?
Big Stoucher.
Yeah.
All right, number 6.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, good for him. He lived a good life. Number 6. This is a cop-out, and I don't give a fuck. My number 6 is Christmas Eve. That's it. Everything to do with Christmas Eve. From the second... Ruby lights the candle till the end of the movie. I can't just pick one scene out of all that.
That's okay.
Because that could be 30 scenes in itself.
So
I was referring to that as the police raid.
Okay,
that's fine. Yeah, whatever works. Yeah.
My number 6 when the tree is on fire.
Oh. There you go. Okay.
My number 6 Perfect. Is the opening credits with the actual animated Santa. The car, the station wagon. So basically, the opening credits to when they find the tree and they're driving away. Hey, kids, look, a deer!
Bring a saw. Oh, man.
How did that car fit under the trailer? I've always wondered
The magic of movies? I said to you guys earlier in the week, I'm like, clearly this movie was filmed before Final Destination 2.
Yeah,
because now everybody's just like, fuck that. I did see a TikTok where like it was like some truck driver saying like, you know, you should be wise for you to stay off your ass, and it was like some other dude just like, you know, I drive truck, and I never see anybody behind me, and he just keeps walking away from his truck. He drives a fucking log truck. He's like, I don't know why anybody just walks away from me.
Hey man, that's terrifying.
I refuse to watch the one with the roller coaster.
No, that one's fucked up too. Was that the third one?
Yeah.
I think.
I love roller coasters, and if I watch that, I'll never ride another one.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I agree.
All right, top 5. Here we go, Jim.
Number 5. I'm going with the entire lights sequence. Clark is trying to plug it in. Ellen turns on the light. Todd and Margot are falling. Then Ellen figures out what it is. Now, fun fact, in the movie, when Clark is karate chopping the reindeer, he actually broke his finger in that
sequence. Oh, did he really?
Sequence. Uh-huh, because he was actually hitting it, and they kept that take, because it was the best one. So there you go. Yeah.
Hughes.
My number 5? At the whole dinner table thing, from like starting from when he cuts the turkey and all that.
Jim, mine's very similar to yours. It is every scene... involved putting up the Christmas lights up until the attempt of the first light when he starts like hitting all the things.
Okay. Okay.
Where he's like in the beginning of the daylight where he's like staples his sleeve to the thing and he falls down.
Yes. Oh, that's a good one. Oh, man. All right, my number four. I'm going with the mall scene with Mary.
Nice. My number four, Clark, when he's ranting with the eggnog.
Hughes. My number four. Yeah. Hallelujah. Holy shit, where's the Tylenol rant?
There you go.
That good. Rant.
Fuck.
The rant. That's what I have listed as.
I screwed up. I don't have that.
Wow.
That's not good. I screwed up. Uh-oh. All right, my number three is the opening cartoon sequence.
My number three is... Oh, sorry, Hughes.
Oh, my number three, the lighting of the house when Clark finally... Like, the whole thing that leads up to him getting the house lit.
Nice.
My number three is the first time the lights are actually turned on. With Todd and Margo falling down and everybody... Like, Clark losing his shit. There
you go. Oh, man. All right, my number two is the opening sequence of the movie. So from the time the song cartoon ends to the
I
time...
I thought that was your number three. Okay.
Yeah. John. No, my number three was just the cartoon.
Oh, okay, so the drive and then the tree. Okay, I gotcha.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
My number two, Jim, same. The whole intro, all the way from the cartoon to the driving of the car.
Nice. Beautiful. Got to
bring a saw.
My number two is the sleigh riding.
Nice.
Like it.
All right, number one scene for me. It's got to be Merry Christmas, Shittersful.
Honey, you hear that? They're Shittersful.
The Majestic Morn. Majestic Morn.
Shit.
Whatever. An asshole in his bathrobe emptying a chemical toilet.
He does know it's illegal, right, to dump into the sewer drain. Hughes, what's your number one?
My number one... Clark at the department store.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Mary.
Oh,
right,
you didn't even have Shittersful on your list.
Woo. I'm as big a fan of Uncle Eddie as everybody else. I like him when he's just smiling better.
Yes.
My number one, Jim. Shitter. It's full.
Beautiful. There we go. Us Amish can't have stimulants. What the hell do you think cigarettes are?
Dude, I was just going to... Okay, make your fucking bar flat next to
right. Oh, then cream. Lots of cream. Oh, man. Well, all right. Want to
take a 5-minute intermission?
I'm good to go. If you guys want to stop, I'll stop.
I got to take a... Yeah, let me take a quick break here. I got to do some fantasy basketball managing real quick.
All right. So, we will
rock and roll.
Be back.
We'll be back.
Welcome back, Ranksters. And we are going to kick things off with a lightning bonus round. I just thought of this one while I was draining the old sea monster.
Oh, boy.
All right, so we are doing Christmas Vacation. We're about to get started in the quotes, but why not rank some other quotes here? Rank these five quotes. Get to the chopper! Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker!
Oh, nice.
Welcome to primetime, bitch. Maybe yes, maybe no, maybe go fuck yourself.
Oh.
And yes, this man has no dick.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. That's a good one.
Jesus. Done.
Done.
Boom. Done.
Done.
All right, number five. All right, I'm going in order. Number five, yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker. Number four, get to the choppa. Number three, welcome to primetime, bitch. Number two, yes, this man has no dick. Number one, maybe yes, maybe no. Maybe go fuck yourself.
Nice. Number five, get to the chopper. Number four, welcome to primetime, bitch. Number three, yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker. Number two, yes, this man has no dick. And number one, yes, no, go fuck yourself. Because when it comes to the departed, it's always
number five, yes, this man has no dick. Number four, get to the chopper.
Ooh.
Number three, yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker. Number two, welcome to primetime, bitch. And number one, we got a Diamond Dave tonight. Maybe yes, maybe no, maybe go fuck yourself.
That surprised me. You're not a big Freddy type, especially
Jay I love Warriors. That line.
Yo.
I like that. That's a great line.
Fuck.
Oh, no.
Real quick.
Oh, no.
Real quick.
What happened?
Oh! Lightning round. Rank these actors. Rank these actors. You ready?
Oh my god.
Bill Murray.
Oh.
Chevy Chase.
Oh, man.
Dan Aykroyd. Fuck. John Candy. Baby. And Steve Martin.
Done.
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 Number five, Martin. Number four, John Candy. Number three, Chevy Chase. Number two, Dan Aykroyd. Number one, Bill Murray.
Wow, we're done. Almost identical. But number five, Steve Martin, because he's been gray since he was born. Number four, John Candy. Number three, Dan Aykroyd. Number two, Chevy Chase. Number one, Bill Murray.
Mm. See, I go Dan because of Tommy Boy, Coneheads.
Yeah.
And Chevy's good too, man. Ugh.
I love Chevy Chevy is he's the pinnacle of the original. I mean, a lot of these guys are SNL guys, but like
true.
Chevy's like
yes.
Chevy's the original. Like, I'm Chevy Chase and you're not.
I wrote mine down reverse order
because of
just
Cops and Robinson.
Fix that now. So, all right, number five, Steve Martin. Number four, Bill Murray.
What the fuck?
Ooh.
Sorry. Number three.
This motherfucker loves Home Alone.
Number three, Dan Aykroyd. Number two, John Candy. Number one, Chevy Chase.
All right, I like it.
Oh, my God.
I like it.
Oh, my God.
And here's your...
You know what hurt John Candy is the fact that he fucking put weights in the bobsleds.
Yes.
And disgraced himself.
It did.
So
it did. I was just watching that today.
Were you really?
My dad was watching. Wow. Well, I came downstairs after work. My father was watching. I was like, yes.
That's so good. Wow.
Also, I never need to see Uncle Buck again.
It's got its moments.
Fuck melanoma. It's got its moments.
Like where he's flipping the pancake with the snow shovel?
Yeah. Dude, people love Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, but it's so fucking sad.
I have not seen it in a long time, so it'd be like watching it for the first time.
Yeah. If you do, you got, yeah.
If you want to watch a great John Candy comedy with another member of this list.
Yes, I know exactly where you're going. The Great Outdoors.
Nothing but lips and assholes.
Oh my God, The Great Outdoors is fucking great.
I'm dead.
If you want to watch a movie with the three of them that was directed by one of them, Nothing But Trouble.
Mmm.
Mmm. Wow. Okay.
The Great Outdoors is fucking excellent. That is like top notch.
Oh my God. It,
all right, I gotta watch.
That's gonna be.
I keep saying I gotta watch.
I think that should be like the first week of summer. CQS.
Mmm.
There's a lot of funny stuff in that movie.
Oh, yeah. A lot of stupid stuff, but a lot of funny
stuff. There's a lot, yeah. It's. I wonder how... I haven't seen it in a long time, but...
I forget what it was.
Dan Aykroyd in The Great Outdoors is, like, what my father was like growing up.
Okay.
Was he scratching his ass and flipping his nose tails?
He wasn't doing that. Well, he might have been. I don't know. I didn't see everything. I wasn't with him all... I wasn't with him 24 hours a day. But, just that, like, that kind of, like, humor.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right, let's do some quotes.
Quotes. Christmas Vacation.
Quotes. All right.
We can probably go to 50 without any problems whatsoever.
Yeah, this is going to be a long-ass list. This is going to be fun.
I think what we're going to be doing tonight is something a little different than we normally do, is everything that's listed, I think we're going to just include from a 1 to whatever. Because are we doing that or no?
I don't know.
Jim, you're looking at me funny. We'll just do 30.
I have no idea what the hell you're saying.
You guys are giving me the Jason PDF look right now, so.
I'm not giving the PDF look. I know what you're saying. What you're saying, Wash, we should just rank every single quote that's listed.
Well, everything that's presented.
Everything is presented assigned a number to it.
Everything's there. No. It gets a number.
Okay.
I'll do that.
Yeah, well,
that'll take me 2 seconds. I'll give you a final number. Oh, yeah.
That'll take
me 2 seconds.
Because
there's
so many.
Oh, yeah.
They're easy.
I know there's one
that I forgot, and I was watching it last night. I'm like, you know what? It's just way too fucking long to type out. I don't feel like putting it down.
Fuck yeah.
Because I know one of you two will say it.
Yeah. All right. I like it. All right. My number 30. Probably no one else will have it. It's a stupid line, but I love the way the guy says it. Clark's coworker, when he says, have a really merry Christmas. I just love the way he says that. I say that to people.
Yo, last true family man, Clark.
Yeah. Then we got number 29, when Todd and Margot are about to kiss, and she says, after you shower, of course. Of course. I love that quote. Number 28, when Clark says to Rusty about helping him look at the lights, and he goes, oh, geez, look at the time. And then if you listen to the whole thing, you know, I got to get the bills to pay, got to feed the hogs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Let's see. Number 27. Same scene when Clark's dad says, you know, give me a holler if you need anything, I'll be upstairs asleep.
That's a great one.
Yes. Number 26, when Clark and Eddie are looking at the tree, and Eddie says something about his kid, and Clark says, or Eddie says preparing for his career, Clark says college, Eddie says carnival. Just, you know.
That's pretty good.
Number 25.
We're going to be all over the place. Oh, yeah.
This is good. Oh, yeah. 25, when Clark's senior's with junior, and he says, I had a lot of help from Jack Daniels. Love that quote. And let's see. Then we've got Ellen's dad, and we've got Uncle Lewis, and you got the sequence of, it was an ugly tree anyway, and then Uncle Lewis says, at least if it's out of its misery. And then let's see. Number 23, Todd. He says, I'm sure he'll fall, but I don't think we'll get lucky enough for him to break his neck.
That's good. That's good. That's very good.
Number 22. Oh, the silent majesty of a winter's morn, the clean, cool chill of the holiday air, an asshole in his bathrobe emptying the chemical toilet into my sewer. I love that, just one line from, you know, Clark. Because Ellen's hugging him, smiling, and then, oh, shit. And then my number 21 is Eddie explaining every time Catherine revved up the microwave, he pissed his pants and forget who he was for, you know, whatever.
That was one in particular. I'm like, you know what? I don't feel like putting that one out there. I knew someone will have it.
Yeah, that's so solid.
Fuck. All right. Number 30. Clark, stop it. I don't want to spend the holidays dead. Number 29. If that thing had 9 lives, she just spent them all. Cousin Eddie. Number 28. Eat my road grit, liver lips. Number 27, if you want
Hughes,
to come in, you'll
slow down. Jim's trying to type here.
Sorry, Jim.
Jim's world fastest typer in rake nights.
I'll do it. Oh, wait. All right.
It's all good.
Filter. Number 27, if you want to come in, you'll have to break down the goddamn door, Margo.
Yeah. I love it.
Number 26.
Now, do you think Elaine would have dated Todd?
He seems sponge-worthy, but
probably.
I don't know.
He seems much worthy. She liked the pretty guys like that.
Yeah,
I don't think she would live in a suburb of Chicago though with him. No. She's a city girl.
What do you think the two of them did for a living?
They were yuppies. I think they were just stereotypical, like probably like banker. Well, they're not in New York, not like Wall Street, but like that kind of. They're just yuppies.
Paralegal, maybe.
No, they don't make enough money.
They're like nice .com investors.
Yeah, they're like
.com investor type thing like that, you know.
Well, but
whatever was before that. They're in junk bonds. Junk bonds. That's what they're doing.
They're in junk
bonds,
trading
shit like that, yeah.
I think that Margo was taking a salary from a deferred bonus. I'm not 100% sure though.
From a business in receivership. Mm-hmm. And they only have 15,000 left on their mortgage.
Yeah,
they're okay.
Might have been a major exporting importing company she might have worked for.
True.
Ooh, was it Matchbooks or was it potato chips?
I think they dealt with marine biology.
Oh my god.
All right, continue.
Okay. Number 26. You better take a rain check on that, Art. He's got a lip fungus they ain't identified yet.
Oh my god.
Number 25. I'm sorry, this is our family's first kidnapping. Number 24.
Oh,
wouldn't be
God.
The holiday shopping season if the stores weren't hooter than they are. Hotter than they are.
There's like...
Clark.
There's like 10 quotes in that whole scene right there.
There is, yeah.
Oh, God, it's so good.
This is not that funny, but the way she says it's funny. Clark, Audrey's frozen from the waist down.
I love it.
It's all part of the experience.
It's all part of the experience. Yep.
22. And why is the carpet all wet, Todd? Love that.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Margo.
And number 21, hallelujah, holy shit, where's the Tylenol?
I thought it was going to be a lot higher for you.
You guys already said my number one.
I didn't even go yet.
Holy shit.
Oh,
I went. I said your number one already.
You said my number one.
Oh my god.
Or is it my number two? No, you said my number two.
I didn't even go yet.
Okay.
Jesus Christ. Christ.
All right, number 30. Wow. It's very subtle. You can kind of miss it, but it's funny. Dad, did you bring a saw?
And then it cuts to the tree with the huge fucking root.
Oh, my God.
Number 29. I'm sorry. This is our family's first kidnapping.
Nice.
Love that one. Yo, wait. Let me ask you guys real quick. Let me ask you a question. Do you guys have a real tree or a fake tree?
Fake.
I have a fake tree now. We used to do real trees. My parents got expensive. We used to go cut it down. I did it with the kids. Let the kids cut it down, drag it. But they're like, they want like fucking $80-$90 for a tree.
Yeah.
Cut
yeah,
it down. Ridiculous. And it's like,
I just got
it's
that.
Fucking
I just,
expensive, man.
I've had my Christmas tree up for the last 2 years, and it was down for a year, and then it was up for 2 years before. We just bought a new one, a white one. Fucking,
I like it.
Mm-hmm. Thank
the
you.
The Batman ornament looks good on it. And the Riddler?
Dude, the whole tree is loaded with ornaments that we get, like, when we, like, if we go, like, somewhere. So we got, like, shit from, like, mm-hmm. Puerto Rico and Italy and stuff. And
that's
then I
cool.
just got a bunch of, like, fucking...
See, my tree, things. My girlfriend just, she takes over the inside. I take over the outside. I'm okay. basically like Clark, but if I have a suggestion, she starts, like, getting the eye twitch. She's like, it's my tree. I'm putting up. And I'm like, all right, fine.
I also got, one of those stars on top that, like, projects... So, like, on top of the tree, there's this crazy, like, thing going on in my ceiling in the living room.
I keep pushing every year to put a Death Star as the star on top of the tree.
You should. Messenger, stop asking me if I'm speaking and telling you myself.
Yeah, seriously, I know. It's annoying
as fuck.
It keeps
popping up.
God,
are you speaking? Like, no, I'm not.
All right, number 28.
Anyway.
Bastard.
28. You don't want to be around if you're wearing short pants, if you know what I mean. God. number 27. Hurry up, Clark. I'm freezing my baguettes off.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
That's good. A good coffee.
You're drinking coffee?
Yeah, Yingling Lager.
Oh. Oh,
it's from Stephen Lynch live at the El Rey. He takes a giant slug of MGD and he's like, oh, that's good coffee.
Nice.
Watch it on YouTube, Stephen Lynch live at the El Rey. You'll laugh your ass off. 26. Yeah, that thing won't fit in our yard. It's not going in our yard, Russ. It's going in our living room.
Oh, man. God, so classic.
25.
Fuck.
Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Take it away, Russ. Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Nice.
That's good.
24. Where's Eddie? He usually eats these goddamn things. Oh, he recently read that squirrels are high in cholesterol.
Oh, man. I took that one off.
Yeah, I don't know if I have that one. How's it going, though?
23. Hey, kids. Look, a deer.
Oh, beautiful. That's good. I like that. The viewers at home won't get the full effect of that.
No, I was throwing them the bird. Number 22, I think, Hughes, you had this at 23. Clark. Audrey is frozen from the waist down. It's all part of the honey.
I fucking love the way she says it. It's so funny. That was like one of my favorite lines when I was a kid when I first saw it. It's just fucking
She's
like...
She's so casual. She's used to it. Yeah. That's what makes it funny.
Yeah. Clark, Audrey's frozen from the waist down. Yeah.
Like, we definitely don't need another vacation movie, but Clark and Ellen as the grandparents would be fucking great.
Well, no, that happened though.
They did that.
God.
They did
that
already.
Yeah.
Oh, they did it with
Ed Helms
it was
and
Christina
Applegate
and Ed Helms.
How bad was
it? Was called Vacation.
How bad was it?
It was terrible. It was garbage.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
Okay, like I said,
Ed Helms is Rusty.
Oh God.
Yes, Ed Helms is Rusty. Yes,
yeah,
it's just
great.
Trash. They redid Vacation itself.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember that.
They had Christy Brinkley back in the red car. It came out a while ago, like, what, 2016
Yo,
or something
Christina
like that?
Applegate,
or something
but,
like
dude,
that.
She fucking, like, I feel terrible for her. Fucking, she had...
She's got a bad run, now man. Now she's got MS now.
Jesus.
God damn.
She's terrible. I feel bad for her. I know.
Yeah, Tits McGee's really suffering out there.
And she does... Yeah, oh, jeez. All right. Smelly
Anchorman.
Pirate.
I was watching Anchorman.
Number 21. A lot of sap in here. Looks great. Little full.
That's good.
And number 20. God. It's a bit nipply out. I mean nipple.
Whoa,
oh, but
we go 20s?
Oh, shit. I drew the line at the wrong spot. Spoiler alert! Oh!
Jim, don't
tie that down. I might change it.
Jim, 20 to 11. Hit us before Washkush gives us his 19.
Number 20. I wouldn't be more surprised if I woke up with my head sewn to the carpet. Number 19. What do you think you're going
to
put a tree that big? Oh, my God.
Bend over and I'll show
you. Number 18.
I wasn't
talking
to
you. Number 17. When Ruby Sue says shitting bricks and Clark says you shouldn't say that word, so she says shitting rocks. And number 16, Uncle Lewis. Hey, Grizz, if you're not doing anything constructive, run to the kitchen and get my stove.
That was a tough cut for me.
Number 15, little full, a lot of sap. Number 14, did you bring a saw?
I don't think anyone else would have that.
Number 13. Here's a bust out. He worked really hard, Grandpa. So do washing machines.
That's good stuff.
Number 12. Going for a new amateur recreational saucer sled land speed record. ..
W. Griswold,
and then, of course, number 11. 'Tis the season to be merry. Well, that's my name. No shit.
Nice. All right. Number 20. Jim, you ready?
I am ready.
You just march over there and slug that creep in the face.
I'm not just going to go over and hit him.
Number 19.
Oh, I love it.
Could I refill your eggnog, get you something to eat, drive you out to the middle of nowhere, and leave you for dead?
No, I'm doing just fine, Clark.
Number 18. Oh, he's just yakking on a bone. I don't know why it's that.
Maybe you shouldn't feed him from the table. No.
He just nosing through the trash. Garbage. Yeah.
This is I got a bunch of Uncle Eddie's.
Cousin Eddie.
What did I call him? Yeah. Uncle Eddie? No, Cousin Eddie. Whatever. I like him better when he's Ishmael. Number 17.
Yeah, like when he's flying into the spaceship.
Those aliens probed him. Number 17. I'm going to catch it in a coat and smack it with a hammer. Number 16. Number 16. This should be my number one. I fucked up. Number 16. Save the neck for me, Clark. I don't know. So disgusting. This is also a good... I like all of these. Number 15. Mom, the box is meowing. Number 14. Grace, she died 30 years ago. Number 13.
Oh,
it's kind of like part two of this, but the blessing. Number 12. Merry Christmas, kiss my ass. And number 11. Where do you think you're going? Nobody's leaving. Nobody's walking out on this fun old-fashioned family Christmas. No, we're all in this together. This is a full-blown four-alarm holiday emergency here.
Excellent.
I was copying.
Where's the enthusiasm you're saving yourself for? You sound like
What do you mean? I got
you sound like Ben Stein reading half of these.
The blessing!
I'm not operating at 100%. I got the booster. I'm like, fucking, I'm struggling here. I'm like kind of drunk and I'm kind of like
another beer.
Sore and like, I am. I'm drinking water. I just chewed a Tylenol. I crushed a whatever.
Zanny?
No, I didn't.
I'm just some he's got, don't get the nicotine out this time.
Yeah,
okay?
No,
I'm just smoking. No, I've been smoking again.
Okay. Alright.
Yeah, no, don't do the nicotine the nicotine lozenges, I realize, you know what? Sometimes it's better just to smoke. But I'm gonna quit again. I did like 100
days kids,
of smoking.
This is Uncle Joe Hughes. Don't choose nicotine. Just smoke. It's easier.
It's about the same price.
Dude, that night, that was, it was the wine and it was the nicotine lozenges. And I
was the wine.
It was two bottles.
You were pounding.
Two bottles.
Pounding.
Two bottles.
Was it two bottles?
The first time.
I don't even remember.
Yes, the first time. The first time you did wine, you drank one bottle and you got deep and philosophical. And then the next time, you drank two bottles and you just quit the call. You were like, guys, I'm out.
I'm done.
And then we're like, it's like 10:30 and Wash Kush, you're like, hey, all right, we got a couple hours to kill. Let's hang out.
I
hope Hughes is alive.
I was sitting on the floor in the bathroom contemplating all the poor decisions I've made up to this point and thinking that, like, well, it's over. Like, this is where it all led.
Then Hughes messages us. It's like 6:30 in the morning. Hughes is like, guys, I feel great. We're like, oh, good. You made it. You're alive. Yeah. Good. We weren't sure. He just quit the call. Like, oh, no.
I know. You know, I want to thank Amazon and their fucking generic nicotine lozenges. Thanks, Bezos. My fucking cardiac arrest.
Oh, God.
Hey, fucking knows. Like, that's the equivalent of gas station boner pills. Like,
yeah. Oh, my God. Don't even tell me that.
All right. Number 20.
Anyway.
Number 20. It's a bit nipply out. I mean nippy. I said nipple.
What a great transition.
Number 19. Burn some dust in here and eat my rubber.
Yes.
Number 18. I asked my girlfriend earlier, I'm like, what's your favorite quote from Christmas Vacation? And this happens to be her number one. It's a Butte, Clark. It's a beaut.
Mmm, that's a good one.
Number 17. Jeez, look at the time. I gotta go to bed. I gotta brush my teeth, feed the hogs, still get some homework to do, still get those bills to pay, wash the car.
I spilled beer all over the place. I'm sorry. I was distracted.
Okay, so now I got a new intro.
Alright. Sorry. I don't know what the hell's going on. I keep putting the bottle down. It keeps overflowing. It's like prematurely popping.
Stop
over
slamming it. Stop. Boom. I Kilman's ever volcanoed you before?
My arm is not working. Oh, no. My arm's not working at full capacity.
Use the other one.
It's like getting morning wood. You can't control
it. It's like watching porn. You learn not to use a mouse.
Eat something.
You guys don't watch porn still, do you?
What?
No.
That's disgusting.
Do you really? No, seriously?
Never. Absolutely not.
Number 16.
Terrible. Disgusting.
I'm like living in a different realm, I think. I don't know what's going on here.
Number 16. Now, this one, I never picked up on until just this week of the final part of this quote, but... Honey, why don't you go get the kids' things and don't forget about the rubber sheets and the gerbils. Never picked up on the gerbils. And I'm like...
They're fucking perverts.
Oh, yeah. They're probably the freakiest fucking people going. 15. Worse! How can it get any worse? Take a look around, Ellen! We're in the threshold of hell!
Oh my god.
14. I'm in the middle of an important call. Get me somebody. And get me somebody while I'm waiting.
That's a good one.
A scene I took off was when Clark gave the gift to him. They all the same things, like the little pencil holder and all that, and the notes and shit.
Mm-hmm.
All right, my number 12 here is, our holidays were always such a mess. How'd you get through it? I had a lot of help from Jack Daniels.
Yes.
Number 11. When'd you get the tenement on wheels? You see that there, Clark? That's an RV.
That's an RV. That's
don't
an
you RV. Go fall in love with it when we leave that's next month.
Next month.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Wow.
Are we good to go, or are you want to...
All right.
Take an intermission to go wax the sled.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Jesus Christ.
Well, your mind went extremely dirty. Mine was referring to the sleigh riding scene. Which, another scene that all three of us dropped the ball on was when they're in Walmart and Eddie was putting the dog food in and Chevy Chase puts the light bulbs and he just...
The light bulbs. Oh, my God. That's the shit. That subtle shit like that.
I wonder if
so
that was scripted
hilarious.
Or like they're just walking through and he saw that and he knew he was throwing the shit down and.
Right. Because that would be fucking funny if it was just leave it in.
And the thing was, Chevy Chase seemed like he was the only one that knew about that.
Yeah, and he kind of was just like.
And then like Eddie just threw it on top of it. I don't know if it was planned or not, but like you can tell they added a sound of light bulbs getting crushed, but. Like, just little subtleties like
that's
that.
Very good.
That's good stuff, though. I mean, good on them. I love stuff like that. I love those little... That's what makes those movies so good,
and
I think.
And the thing is, like, movies today, they don't have things. Shit like that. Like, they don't have a lot of longevity. It's just, be... like, just pump it out, just whatever the hell the lines are. Like these were, like, thoroughly thought through, or they weren't. They were just high on cocaine and fucking drunk off their asses, and just like, yeah. Hey. But...
Makes for good movies.
But
here's
the thing about Christmas Vacation. You got all these like shitty movies on Hallmark of, you know, girl moves to city, she's not happy, moves back, and then meets old flame or new guy, and then lives like happily ever after.
Wait, I think you're describing the plot of the Reese Witherspoon classic Sweet Home Alabama.
It's probably the same thing, too. Christmas Vacation is the most realistic holiday movie ever, because... There are far more families that are like the Griswolds than there are.
I honestly, I'm not trying to say this to get you riled, and I'm not trying to like get Jim all excited. But Christmas Story is pretty fucking accurate.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Yeah. I mean, see, Christmas Story is if you're a kid. Christmas Vacation is if you're a grown up.
Okay.
It's the two. You know what I mean? Like, when you're a kid, you're Ralphie. You have that one present you want, and you live through getting it, and if you're actually going to get it or not. And then when you're an adult,
you're somebody from...
if you're going to host Christmas...
You're someone from Christmas Vacation as an adult.
Right. Well, see, the thing is, we've always hosted Christmas. The second we had kids, we made it very clear Christmas is at our house, because I'm not dragging kids around. Because I used to have to go to 14 different houses, and I hated it as a kid. So... we're Clark and Ellen as we get ready for Christmas. So I could totally understand. We don't have people living with us, though,
for weeks
or anything. We have people come. You come get your dinner and get the fuck out of my house.
Like when
you know what I mean? I'll give you a piece of turkey. Go away.
Like, when we had our kid, it was like, all right, Christmas is here. It's like, you know, we're the only people that have a small kid. So I'm not going. I'm like, I don't care if you're mad or not. I'm just, you know, it's Christmas. Christmas is a kid's holiday, so the kid is going to enjoy it, so.
Yeah.
I fucking travel all over the fucking creation for the holidays, and it is a pain in the fucking ass.
Oh, it sucks.
But it's great when you're at when you get wherever you are, it's a fucking blast. But, like, the traveling, like, even, like, Thanksgiving, like, going with my dad's, like, that was, like, oh, I went to Rita's parents, we went there, then we went to my dad's, and then fucking on Friday... like, went to my sister Amanda's, and it was, like, tons of fun.
Yeah, it's like
but
a fucking
tour. The part when you're in the car.
Yeah.
Like,
the
and
commute.
Living,
the
like,
travel,
an hour away
from
and
then having
is,
to
like,
eat, like, three holiday dinners in one day. Like
I mostly ate pie. I did not eat that
lots
much turkey.
Lots of pie.
Hey, kidding. You want to go for some pie?
Lots of whipped cream.
Pie.
Yeah, sure.
Pie.
How's the pie? So good.
Pie.
Remember that? Mm-hmm. Spider-Man 3? Anyway.
I was referring to Men in Black for all the watching I did for it with the... Kid, you want to go for some pie? Okay, you ever flashy thing me? Nope. Hey, I'm serious. You ever flashy thing me? All right, we're getting ahead of ourselves. Men in Black will definitely be sometime this year.
So, round table 10.
All right. Numero 10-0. Clark, I'll be outside for the season. Slams the door. I say that every time I leave the house.
Number 10, Clark. Yes, it's a bit nipply. I mean nippy out.
Number 10, when Santa squeezes his fat ass down that chimney, he's going to find out that we're all the jolliest bunch of assholes this side of the nut house.
All right.
Whew. I like it. Number 9. I think I'm going to go with the same thing that Washkus just said. Jolliest bunch of assholes, blah, 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 since Bing Crosby tap danced with Danny fucking K.
You know. Yeah, that's all
up.
The same one.
Yeah, that's the same.
All right. Number 9. I don't know what to say, but it's Christmas and we're all in misery.
It's a good one.
That's good. Oh, my God. Hey, Ellen, are you smoking again?
Yeah.
Oh,
man, I fucking love when she's chopping the fucking stuff.
Yeah, she hits the lettuce or whatever. Yeah,
my number 9.
That's really
Grace.
Good.
She died 30 years ago. Grace. They want you to say Grace. The blessing. Grace. I constantly say that one.
Number 8. Whew. Number 8, Cousin Eddie. Maybe the best quote ever from him. That's the gift that keeps giving the whole year, Clark.
The very end of the month, Club.
There you go.
Me, number 8?
Mm-hmm.
Merry Christmas, Shitter's Full.
Classic one.
Oh, God.
My number 8. Can I get you some eggnog? Get you something to eat? Drive you out the middle of nowhere? Leave you for dead?
Yeah, I love that one. That's a good one.
Just that scene, there's so much tension.
There's a lot in
but
that
the thing
scene.
Is, I don't think the two of them, like Randy Quaid and Chevy Chase, hate each other as much as Bill Murray and Chevy Chase in the scene in Groundhog Day. Or not Groundhog, Caddyshack. Yeah.
Caddyshack.
Like,
well, Bill Murray and Chevy Chase really do not like each
but
other.
But they're like, you guys
because...
have a scene together. You're like,
yes. But it's because people make this misconception, and I don't want to go on a whole SNL tangent because it's, like, one of my top 5 favorite things, and I've read all the books and seen all the shit, but, like, Bill Murray's not an original SNL cast member. Chevy Chase left SNL, like, halfway in the second season, and Bill Murray replaced him. And then when Chevy Chase came back to host, like, 2 years later, they got Bill Murray all riled up, and him and Chevy Chase got into a fist fight backstage before the show started. And then they had a lot of animosity.
Man.
That did not. Wow. I was not aware of that.
I was
that's
not aware
intense.
Of that.
Oh, my God. Wow. And after the fight, you know what happened?
They went behind the couch.
Why is the carpet all wet, Todd? I don't know, Margo.
My girlfriend, nice. We wore those shirts last year for Christmas morning. She had on, we had baseball tees. Hers was green. It said, "Why is the carpet all wet, Todd?" And mine was red, and it said, "I don't know, Margo."
That's fucking.
And the baby had on a shirt that said, "Merry Christmas, Shittersville." That's amazing. And then we have a dog with like a Grinch like thing that just wraps around, and I got a the hat that I wore when I went as Cousin Eddie for Halloween, and I got one picture wearing it. So she was Cousin Eddie.
That's nice. Pretty good. Number seven. Hey Griswold, where do you think you're gonna put a tree that big? Clark, bend over, I'll show you.
Got a lot of nerve talking to me like that, Griswold.
I wasn't talking to you.
Would Elaine taken it?
Yes. Would she have taken it?
God.
Wait, what? Oh,
wait, number seven.
Oh my God!
Don't forget that report, Bill. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Kiss my ass. Kiss his ass. Kiss your ass. Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah.
That's good stuff. Ooh, man. All right, number six for me. Can't see the line, can you, Russ?
Nope.
Russ? Number six. If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised.
Hughes. Surprise, Eddie. I wouldn't be more surprised if I woke up with my head sewn to the carpet tomorrow.
Moshkush! How about that? That's pretty good.
Ooh, all right. That's awesome.
All right, top five land. Here we go.
Top five. Number five. Kiss my ass, kiss his ass, kiss your ass. Come on, happy
you gotta
Hanukkah.
Do the whole thing for the top five.
Go ahead.
I just said it.
I don't know where it is. I just have kiss my
he
ass.
He says Merry Christmas four times.
Just replay. Yeah. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Hughes, five?
Okay, so like I broke some of these down, but number five, when Santa squeezes his fat white ass down the chimney, so now he's going to find the jolliest bunch of assholes this side of the nut house.
Great. I love it.
Number five. Can't see the line, can you, Russ?
Ooh, there you go. Okay, wow. Oof. Number four. Very subtle, but it works. You serious, Clark?
That's a good one.
I love it.
I completely dropped the ball on that one. You serious, Clark?
Three words. The whole sequence of when he looks. Because he's got like the sweet potatoes dangling out of his mouth and, you know. You serious, Clark?
So what good. Did he say to prompt that? I can't remember.
That's when Clark tells him the kids spotted Santa flying over New York.
Yeah.
And Eddie looks at the and then you serious, Clark? Clark looks at him like, "What the fuck's wrong with
he's
you?"
He's like, just go with it.
What do you think? Yeah. Hughes, number four.
My number four, we're going to press on and we're going to have the happiest Christmas since Bing Crosby tap dance with Danny fucking K.
isn't that like all the rant with like the jolliest bunch of assholes? Or
it is, but yeah, I broke them up because like
you broke it down.
Yeah, I separated them out. Yeah.
All right, my number four.
All right.
Hey Griswold, where are you going to put a tree that big? Why don't you bend over and I'll show you. You got a lot of nerve talking to me like that, Griswold. I wasn't talking to you with his makeshift Jason mask on.
That was good. He's revving up the old chainsaw. All right. Yeah. Now we're on the top three.
Thank you.
Whew. This line. I don't know. It's whatever. You couldn't hear a dump truck going through a nitroglycerin plant. Oh, I love that fucking line.
I took that one off last minute.
It's a funny squeaking sound. It's a funny squeaking sound. Because Uncle Lewis is sleeping, and then he just like wakes up with his cigar in his mouth. He's like, "You can't hear a dog chuck going through a nitroglycerin plant." Oh, man.
Number three.
Number three. Oh, the silent majesty of a winter's morn, the clean, cool chill of the holiday air, and an asshole in his bathrobe, emptying his chemical toilet into my sewer.
Oh my god.
That should be my number one. Fuck.
Oh my god.
That's so good. I fucking love that.
That's like so in the good. That's in like such a good that's like such Chevy Chase like delivery. Like
oh, yeah, because yeah, he's so calm about it.
Oh, the silent yeah. majesty of a winter's morn. Yeah. I could watch that. I could fucking listen to that over and over. That is fucking
like, I'd love to know what was scripted and what wasn't in this movie.
That's yeah. true. Yeah,
who
that's
directed
true.
Christmas Vacation? Anybody know?
Nope. I know what you
I have
do.
No idea.
It's probably somebody that like.
Oh, you don't know?
It's probably not even. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
No, I have no
Let
idea.
Let me look. I'm going to look real quick.
All right. My number three. And why is the carpet wet, Todd? Yeah. I don't know, Margo.
All right. My number two. I don't have it typed up. I probably should. If somebody else says they can say it. I just have it labeled as the Tylenol rant.
Excellent, Jim. All right.
That's all I could list it as. Tylenol rant.
I do remember copy and pasting sending that to you.
It's a you good know. One. Holy shit. Where's the Tylenol?
Christmas Vacation was directed by Jeremiah S. Chekik.
Oh.
He also directed The Avengers. Not The Avengers you're
thinking. Oh, I know what Sean Connery.
Avengers with Sean Connery, Ray Fiennes, Uma Thurman. Yep, based on the TV show. He also directed Benny and June, Diabolique.
Wow.
And, so he was a one-hit wonder is what you're saying.
So he cashed in on Chevy Chase's name.
Yeah, pretty much. All right, my number two. Man, I don't know which one should go. I got two of them. I don't know which one should go.
Oh, boy.
All right, this will be my number two. I was just... Oh, God. I was just looking at something. I was just looking at something for my wife. God rest her soul.
Oh my god.
Hughes, I thought this was going to be your number one for my number two.
I hope this is your number
this
two.
This is my...
I hope one of you guys have what I have. I don't think you're going to, though.
No, we're fucked.
Hey! Fenny, are you looking for any last-minute gift ideas for me? I have one. I'd like Frank Shirley, my boss, right here tonight. I want him brought from his happy holidays slumber over there on Melody Lane with all the other rich people. And I want him brought right here, the big ribbon on his head, and I want to look him straight in the eye, and I want him with tell him what a cheap, lying, no good, rotten, flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dick-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit he is!
Jesus.
Hallelujah!
I'm out of breath.
Holy shit, where's the Tylenol?
Man, I'm out of breath listening to that. Jesus. But it's great, yeah. I had the holy shit hallelujah. I didn't have the whole thing. But yeah, it's awesome.
FYI, I'll say that for the... I was not aware of that.
Right.
I don't have much, but that's the only one that I got for it.
Wow.
Whew. What? The beer started taking over. Yes. I couldn't fucking see.
Wow, that was good. He got the.
You guys both
rant.
Have the same
good.
Number one, obviously.
Do we?
Merry Probably. Christmas. Shit, it was full.
Fixed.
That's my number one
fixed
code.
Fixed the full post.
Mm.
Oh, fucking Merry Christmas. Shitter's full. Come on. That's the first thing you think
Josh
of.
Josh and I did the same number.
One and two.
We had the same number two and one. Or yeah, one and two.
Yeah,
Hughes,
no.
What's your number one? I'm intrigued now.
My number one, it's like, it's good, it's good. That's it.
It's good, it's good.
I fucking love it. It's good, it's good. I love it. I say it all the time. God. I say that all the time. I say that at work and I say it in life.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
That, yeah. That's,
it's good, it's
yeah.
good.
It's good, it's good.
It's good. Good.
All right, that was Christmas Vacation.
Oh my
we
God.
Actually did that in record fucking time.
Wow, yeah, we did.
Wow. All right.
Even with a break, we're not even at an hour and 30.
All right, so...
I have so much shit to do.
I got one I was not aware of that. Me and Jim's number two. I think Hughes had it like 28 or something like that.
No, I had... Your number one...
No, our number
two.
The rant.
Oh, what was your...
Yeah,
the rant, the hallelujah rant.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But
yep.
Originally I thought that was all ad-lib, but it wasn't. If you watch the movie, you can see everybody just kind of like step in front of Clark. They all had post-it notes on their foreheads, and he was reading all of it off of their heads.
Really?
Really? That
and
is actually
they did another scene where like it cuts to the rest of the family while he's ranting. Obviously that... They kept the audio, but they had to do another scene where all of them were like, holy shit.
Yo, I have something fucking hilarious we have to talk about, but we have to do it like after we're done recording.
Okay.
I got something fucking. I let me ask you guys a question, but I gotta save it because there's something.
Have you checked your butthole? Driving lately? Me.
No, dude, I've been watching all that guy's videos though.
Like it's so hit or miss with him.
Look, I even have a mustache. I even fucking shaved like him. This guy's my idol. I got the mustache. Tom Cardi, baby, all the way. I fucking love the Human Centipede. That's my favorite one.
I'm a cut.
That's actually my favorite.
That one and Have You Checked Your Butthole. That
Have You Checked Your Butthole is fucking hilarious. Oh my God.
Again, if you haven't, if you're listening to previous show and you haven't checked, Have You Checked Your Butthole on YouTube, just do it.
The best part about how you Have You Checked Your Butthole is when he goes shibbidibop. Like that's like the
shibbidibop. And the thing is, like, it's like so catchy. It's like, Have You Checked Your Butthole?
Dude, wait, what the fuck? Wait, let me see. What the hell was the one he's got on his? I follow him on YouTube now, and his shorts. He had like you know how on YouTube they're doing shorts now, like where you do like a minute.
I'm not a big like YouTube watcher. I just like go to watch like random shit. But
man, I watch YouTube more than anything else. It's crazy.
That's not a thing where like YouTube was like the second most used social media.
Oh, totally.
I was like, wow. I thought Twitter would have been the second one, or like Insta.
Dude, I've been watching this guy. His name is Michael Pazza something. He's a guitar teacher, and he reacts to videos. So, and like, he sits there, he's got like a really nice PRS, and he'll like play some of the riffs and break them down. But I've been watching, like, he reacts. There's like Holy Wars live. There's like Nirvana Aneurysm live. But I watched one. It was this band. Do you guys ever hear of a band called Bermuda?
Nope.
I think it's called Bermuda. They're like a folk band.
Okay.
The song, I was listening to him on Spotify. The song is like, I forget what the name of it is, but it's super catchy. But he's just like, the guy is so into it. The guy is such a joy for life.
I saw a video similar to that where it was this like woman who's like a vocal coach. And
I watched that.
I think
too.
I sent you guys the one where like it was Hallowed Be Thy Name by Maiden Live. And yeah.
Vocal coach.
She's watching it and she's like in awe. Like she's like,
yep.
Look at the way he's standing. His legs are all spread out and he's like getting that vibrato going. And like, it constantly keeps popping up. But like her videos are like 20 minutes long. And I'm like, I'm not watching your 20 minute video. I'm like,
dude, I go to bed every night. Like, cause I started watching the Tiger Belly. You know, Bobby Lee, you know him, the comedian?
Yeah. He was on, Bobby Lee.
Mad TV. Yeah. He's got a podcast. It's been for a while. I'm just, like, late to these parties, but it's called Tiger Belly. I've been watching that. And I, like, so, anyway, I'm on, like, YouTube constantly. Even on, like, my fucking TV. Like, I have fucking 100 fucking apps that I'm paying, like, $200 a month for or whatever. And the one that's free, I'm fucking on constantly, just watching constantly.
Isn't it crazy?
It's amazing.
Isn't it crazy? That's what life is. Yep, that's life. That's where we're at.
I've been watching
crazy.
Fucking...
How about,
I've been watching...
Talk about getting fucked. My girlfriend, she pays for Hulu Plus. She got an email saying, oh, with Hulu Plus, the new feature coming along is you're going to get ESPN Plus and Disney Plus. I'm like, how much a month is it going up? She's like, 74 cents. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Because I spend like $74 a year on Disney. And I'm like,
right.
How much is Disney a month?
Like,
I don't even know.
$8.47.
Because they do it by tax? Or they do it by month now?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well,
that's how they pay
$7.99
a month.
I said to her, I'm like, let me know when this is going to start because I'll stop paying for Disney and then we can save a lot of money, you know, you paying an extra 74 cents a month rather than me paying $70 or $84 a year, like, you know.
Right.
Sure.
So, literally the next day, Disney Plus fucking renewed. I'm like, you gotta be fucking kidding me.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I'm like, so now I'm stuck with it for a fucking year where like I could have been paying 74 cents for.
Let me ask you guys this though. Do you guys have like cable? Do you have like DirecTV or
Dish
or something?
No, we got Hulu.
I have YouTube
TV. We got Hulu Plus.
Yeah, I only have streamers.
We got Hulu Plus as like our cable to watch like local news and sports and stuff like that. But other than that, we got Hulu, Netflix, you know, Stars, Disney, like the usual.
I had everything.
Basically, with the kid, we can never get rid of Disney. Mm-hmm. It's not happening. Mm-hmm. And I'm a 36-year-old kid, so I need my Marvel and Star Wars as well. So
right, I don't care though, because like I added up. Like we have Amazon, Netflix, Hulu, HBO, Disney, Paramount, Peacock, fucking, and then like Spotify, like I have Spotify and Sirius, and still like the, and we both have Sirius in our car and both have Spotify, like the cost for all of that, it's like, it's still cheap. Oh, it's like still cheaper than like if you had.
We had DirecTV on top of all that, and it was like $180, yeah. And like,
yeah, we used,
like,
to have Dish
just like, we just like, fuck it, we're not paying it, and then like it just gets shut, yeah, off, and then I just got so used to not having live TV, I'm like, I don't even care anymore.
Well, when I lived, yeah, before I moved in with Rita, all I had was Netflix. I had Netflix and maybe Hulu. Like, I didn't have cable for like 2 or 3 years.
I had Netflix because I was living with my parents at the time, and I just had Netflix, yeah, and I think I got HBO because I wanted to watch Game of Thrones.
It's crazy. Honestly, for the amount of money it is, the streaming's crazy.
Like, and that was like supposed to be like the end all. Like, oh, streaming, you're going to cut the cable and go stream. Well, now you're paying for 17 different streaming services. Like,
you, yeah, are. But still, though, like, when, like, 5 years ago, like, when all we had was, like, Netflix, Amazon Prime, and cable, like, for Dish Network, we were paying, like, $130 a month for fucking Dish to watch fucking Forensic Files for fucking 8 hours, yeah, every fucking day. Like,
right,
it's ridiculous. Yeah. And the thing is, too, is, like, I'm always, like, I can't watch the sports and stuff, like, whatever, because if I want to watch the NBA, I don't even give a shit. I listen to it on the series.
Well, first I was just, like, I need live TV to watch, like, certain shows live. And then, like, I got to the point where it's, like, I don't have fucking time to watch this shit live anymore. And it's just, like,
I don't. And the truth is, like, when shows air live, I'm not fucking waiting. Like, I'm just, like, a ridiculous person. I'm not waiting a week to watch them, like. When they're available to stream, I'm just going to binge them.
See, I enjoy the waiting a week, like how Disney does with any show that comes out, like as it,
right,
it, because like, yeah, it gives you time to talk with, yeah, like I've your friends, your coworkers, and all that about like Hawkeye, yeah, right now, like,
because
like there's three, yeah, episodes in, and like now it's like, all right, you can kind of calm down because you can like, you watch the first two because they were released back to back, and then right, you had that third episode. Now it's just like, all right, can take all that in, you can talk about what's going on. It's kind of like how when Seinfeld was out, we're just like week to week, it just brings like water cooler talk, as they say.
It does. Because fucking like you, like we watched the whole third season, like it came out on Friday, that Saturday, yeah, like we fucking ordered food and like we watched it all in one day.
And it took me like 2 weeks to get through it, because I was just watching an episode, yeah, a night. Like,
we watched it like in one day and was like, all right, and like, yeah,
and it's tough because like, imagine all the work that goes into that, and then you watch it real quick.
Well, the thing is, yeah,
it's like, it's why everything's so disposable. Entertainment is so disposable.
Did you watch Red Notice?
Oh, it's fantastic! I love it.
So fucking good,
Jim. You gotta watch it. I know you hate The Rock.
Yeah, it's so good.
Oh my god,
Jim. If you just watch it for Gal Gadot in the fucking red dress. That's all you need to fucking watch it.
I'd rather listen to Al Storm than listen to The Rock talk about it.
He's
anything.
Actually not that bad.
I can't stand him. I can't.
I know stand you can't him. Stand him as a wrestler, but like now as an actor, he's not bad. His earlier movies are trash.
No, I hate him as a. I hate him as an actor. I just don't
no.
Like
Red
him.
Notice was actually very good. Don't listen to Jim, everybody out there. It was very good.
I fucking loved it. But, I thought. But,
and Ryan Reynolds is such a.
Was it a great? Was it like? Was it a great movie? No. Was it a ton of fun?
Ryan Reynolds made the fucking movie.
Because he's a there you go.
Ryan Reynolds is great. Him and The Rock and Gale, they had great chemistry. They were fucking.
But Ryan Reynolds is just such an asshole. Like he doesn't give a shit. Like and he shows it on every single movie he's ever done. He's just an asshole. And I'm sure some of those lines probably weren't scripted. And
I'm gonna tell you what. You guys tell me if you think this or not. Ryan Reynolds has a real Chevy Chase vibe.
He does.
With his comedy style, his timing,
you know,
he's like the wise ass.
Here would be a good movie. Ryan Reynolds and Chevy Chase together as a father and son.
Yeah. I don't know. Chevy Chase.
Chevy Chase abandoned.
Oh, he would.
Yeah. Chevy Chase is so old. Chevy Chase is fucking 78 years old. I mean,
Ryan Reynolds is probably pushing 50.
He's
40,
probably 45, 46, yeah. So he could be, yeah, it lines up. It lines up perfect.
But another, I was not aware of that. Like, Chevy Chase was such.
He slept with Mary from the mall, and Ryan Reynolds was the son.
Oh, there you go.
The illegitimate son. The mall affair. There you go.
But
I still like Van Wilder. That movie's great. Think that's my favorite Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah I like Van Wilder. I like Waiting. Waiting's his best.
I like Waiting.
Deadpool is
his
best.
You know what
Deadpool is best.
Oh man, you know what one I love? It's a fucking holiday movie, Just Friends.
That's another good one.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
That's a real good
one. Oh yeah. Oh
that
yeah.
That is fucking
uh-huh.
When Jamie smiles, yeah. That fucking oh,
I watched
God.
Half of it. That one on Netflix where it starts out with the car chase.
Oh,
I forget
my
the name.
God.
Seven, the number one? The one with the
it's
numbers?
It's like, it came out last year.
Yeah, no, Reynolds, Michael Bay directed it. It's,
it
6'9".
Yeah, I think that's the one you're talking about. I only watched half of it. I gotta finish it, but it was
that
the
was
first
really
half
good
was
too.
Very good. But the other half is numbers.
Oh, Six Underground. Is
I
that
think
what you're
so.
Talking about? Yeah, that one's really good. I like
Jim,
that
you got
too.
Some numbers?
Wow.
Yo, wait, real quick. Did you guys watch Bright on Netflix? It came out like with Will Ferrell or with a.
It's on my watch list. I just never got around to it. Is it any good?
It's pretty good. I just thought of it because I remember like two or three years ago. Whenever it came out, we watched it at Christmas night, and it was fucking really good.
All right, we'll talk about the after
Jamie
show.
Jamie smiles. Oh. It
Jamie
takes
smiles.
Me miles.
All right, Jim.
From where?
You got some numbers. With some characters.
Yeah, I got yeah. Oh, God.
We kind of went into post-show ramblings while we're still recording.
We're giving Jim time to do what he needs to do.
Look, it's simple. The best characters are...
Top five.
I can't. There is no... It's hard. Top five. So top five, what do we got? We got... Let's see. Hold on. We've got Ellen, Todd and Margot, Clark, Eddie. And then if I had to squeeze in number five, it would be Rusty.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Your scenes... Fucking scenes are crazy. It's hard because they're all over the fucking place. You can't take... So
I got four scenes that weren't...
Mm.
Well, I mentioned the dog and or the dog food adding cart to Walmart. Aunt Bethany singing
right.
Star-Spangled Banner at the end when Santa Claus is flying.
That's a good one.
The police
That's
raid.
One.
None of us saw that
go.
One. That was
police
actually
raid,
my girlfriend's
yeah.
favorite scene. When, like, Ellen's grabbing Clark's junk. And she's like, hi, I'm Ellen. And it just goes back to dragging his junk.
Yeah. Welcome to our home. What's left of it. Yeah, that's a good one. That's
and
another
then,
good quote.
Clark
yeah.
in the attic. That was another one.
Yeah. Oh, I see. I slept on all that, too. Yeah, so scenes, if I have to go by points, we're going with the sledding scene. We're going with... The light sequence, we're going with the mall scene with Mary, we're going with the opening sequence of them with the truck till they get cut down the tree, and then the best of the best of the best of the best is the shitter was
of course,
full.
It's part that was. When someone says Christmas vacation, that's the first thought you think of.
Yeah, you just picture Cousin Eddie in a bathroom. All right, now as far as quotes... We ended up with a total of 65 quotes, individual, like just total quotes, which is insane.
You don't have to run through them all. We'll post them all on the Facebook.
Oh, fuck God. I'm not running through 65
quotes. Go to the top
quotes.
20. Go to the top 20.
20 quotes. So our number 20 is, 'tis the season to be merry. That's my name. No shit. And then number 19, I'll be outside for the season. Mm-hmm. Number 18, we're all in misery. 17, that's the gift that keeps giving the whole year. Number 16, where are you going to put a tree that big? 15, I had a lot of help from Jack Daniels. 14, little full, a lot of sap. 13, jolliest bunch of assholes this side of blah, blah, blah. Number 12, you serious, Clark? Number 11, you couldn't hear a dump truck going through a nitroglycerin plant. Number 10, just picking out something for my wife, God rest her soul. Number 9, Hughes is number 1. It's good, it's good.
How the fuck did that make number 9?
Number
8.
Crazy.
Dude, number I know, but usually like it's like a fifth. Like you had toe
points.
To toes as 1 and it was 15.
Oh,
I know,
because
we had nothing. Oh, stop it. The best song of all time, I know. Anyway, number 8. Oh, the silent majesty of a winter's morn. ... Number 7, can't see the line, can you, Russ? Number 6, I wouldn't be more surprised if I woke up with my head sewn to the carpet. Number 5, since Bing Crosby tap danced with Danny fucking K.
We combined all that.
Number
one,
4,
right?
Yeah, it's all whatever that whole thing is. Number 4, kiss my ass, kiss his ass, kiss your ass. Happy Hanukkah. Number three, the Tylenol rant, as I call it. Number two, why is the carpet all wet, Todd? I don't know, Margot. And then, of course, number one is Merry Christmas.
Sugar's fault. As it should be. As
it nice.
Should
be. So I don't know. So I don't know who won scene. That one, but I think number I counted one. Seven.
There is no winners.
But
I got nothing.
No, you didn't track it. Track. All right, fuck it.
I got.
It's the end of the year. No fucking bonus. We'll figure out no fucking bonus. So we've next week is up money. In the air right now. We don't know.
We're not sure. But either way, whatever next one we do is off the charts. Oh. I don't know. Are we going to make it into an
episode?
Yeah,
we're
going
to fucking do it. Fucking we'll run? Fucking do it because we'll, it's going to be the year in review and the bucket challenge for 2022. Good. 30 bands, God. 10 this are making it out alive.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And those 10 bands will be done at some point.
Yeah.
There's not going to be any set times, dates at we the do. Moment. Because we have to figure out the band, the catalog.
Yeah, we need some prep time. You know, whatever, obviously, you know. you can't do, like, fucking a band that has 25 albums in 2 weeks. Even though we did the Kinks somehow.
Right.
I don't know
you
how
know,
the fuck we did that.
That, but that, it was, a, that was torture.
You know, their songs were, like, under 3 minutes, so that kind of helped, too. But
yeah. So
we also do have something planned for our first rank of the year, 2022. Jim.
Yes.
Allegedly.
Jim, you want to tell everybody since it's finally happening?
I know it's fine. I mean, maybe this will be this is the change the world needs. You know what I mean? Everyone's saying Slayer should get back together. I say fuck that. We're getting back together. First Friday, 2022.
It's actually Hughes' birthday.
COVID comeback tour. We're killing it. Is it
January 7th?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Whatever. Oh shit. Yeah.
Is it?
Whoa!
We might have to move to Saturday.
Hold on.
Wait a second. Yeah.
We need to stop.
I forgot about
we
that.
Need to pause.
Actually,
we need
yeah,
to pause.
We'll more maybe Saturday. We'll do it. First Saturday. We'll Saturday. Do a Saturday rank.
The first rank of 2022, no matter the date, is going to be Guns N' Roses, the Gee full nice. Catalog. We ranked Use Your Illusion 1 and 2. We ranked Appetite.
They lost in the bucket several times already.
We're going to do the spaghetti incident. We're going to do lies. We're going to do Chinese democracy.
We're going to do Chinese. Live and Let Die.
We're doing the Sweet and Sour Chicken album. We got this thing. Let's do it.
All right. So that's pretty much what we're doing.
I'm ready to go.
Ooh.
My list is already right. done.
Yeah, we could have told you tomorrow we're doing a show and we're doing Guns N' Roses. Me and Hughes could have been preparing for 3 weeks and you'd be ready to go.
Yeah, it's locked in. It's ready.
Wait till you fuckers see what's going in the bucket. You're gonna fuck it.
I'm excited
because this. I have no idea how we're gonna narrow this down either. Like we're just putting all these bands in, and I don't know yet. We'll just do it live. We'll figure
fuck
out something
we'll do it
live
now.
Or in between our conversations. But we have to somehow go from 30 bands to 10.
Yeah, we're just not gonna just pick.
And the thing is we're allowing. Duplicates, triplets, whatever. So, like, if we each put in the same band, it's in there three times.
Yeah.
So that's gives it, you know, three times a chance to get picked.
And it probably
as far
won't.
As, you know, yeah, exactly. That's usually how that goes because we've been trying to get Blink 182 in here for 3 months now.
Yes. Well,
crazy. Yeah.
Jeez, look at
this time.
It
will.
I gotta get to bed. This time. I gotta start brush my teeth, feed the hog. Still got some homework to do.
Hey.
Got some bills to pay.